Football Sack.
Hello, this is The Sack on Sunday, the Football Sack podcast. My name is Matt Greenlaw. Across from me on the table, on the board, is Supernova. G'day, mate.
G'day, g'day.
Just one g'day is fine.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. G'day.
No. You don't have to say g'day. Just one. One hello.
Okay. Good to know. Can I have a script next time?
We can try again.
Okay. Cool.
Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Also in the studio, joining us, making their first podcast appearance, is two boys in particular from Soccer Fives. Hello to you, Dave.
Hey, Matt, Pete, how you doing, guys? Good to be on the show, and thank you very much for having us.
And sitting in the corner is, believe me when I tell you this is his name, John Smith. Ace.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Now, weird fact here. John Smith is actually the name that Doctor Who uses whenever someone actually asks him what his name is.
Really?
Just putting it out there, I'm a nerd.
Are you Doctor Who? He doesn't look like Doctor Who.
No, he could.
Plus, there's...
He could be the next Doctor Who.
I'm pretty sure he's reincarnated that many times that he can't do it again.
Yeah, he can. Yeah.
Well, the plot has changed.
Yeah, it's changed. Anyway, let's talk about some football news. Yeah.
We are a football show. We will
apparently
start...
So. The Doctor Who sack.
No. let's start by introducing our guests, because Soccer Fives, it's an interesting initiative up on the Central Coast, based out of the Centre of Excellence that is being built. It's under construction still, isn't it, Dave?
Certainly is, Matt. So it's getting built at the Central Coast Mariners Centre of Excellence, where they're developing their football there. So we've got a plot on the land for a large five-a-side complex. So basically, 8 pitches. 2 7-a-side, 8 5-a-side, outdoor. We got the best AstroTurf we can, shipped in from Europe.
Well, you call yourself Soccer Fives, but yes, you've got 8-a-side football as well?
7-a-side?
7-a-side, so there's 2 7-a-side pitches.
And some 5-a-side. So yeah. My question to you is, maybe you should have called yourself
Soccer 5 sixes? And 7.
5/7, yeah.
5/7, no sixes.
Or soccer 35s, and if you just like on, 5 times 7. Right? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Just throwing ideas out there, bouncing.
I like that.
Because, I mean, you've got your website already, but I'm sure we can register a new domain name. Just
for sure.
Yeah.
We should have had a chat with you guys first before doing the name, though.
Exactly. It's football sack first.
It's predominantly fives, so, you know, we went with fives.
Oh, good. And it's not for under fives, is it? It's for all ages.
It is for all ages, sexes, abilities. You know, anyone come down and play, yeah. We do not discriminate, Matthew.
That's good. And that's what football's all about. Interestingly, because we were at a game recently. Where was that?
Which game? Sydney FC
Parramatta.
Versus Parramatta at Parramatta Stadium.
And Pete, I mentioned to you, I said, look at who's in the crowd.
Yep.
I said, look at the cross-section of people in at Parramatta Stadium here.
Yep.
It was every different...
Yeah, you had everyone there.
Everyone.
It was brilliant.
Old, young, and all different races,
yep.
Whatever.
And all the different local, like under-10s and under-9s football
clubs. So many
clubs
different
there.
Clubs, men, women. So I was very impressed at the cross-section of the community, because I guess a little bit of a stigma with the A-League possibly is that, and your accent is not going to help with this,
Dave,
but that it's just English expats coming across and doing the A-League, and then all these NSL clubs or older clubs with the ethnic kind of background don't come to matches because this is what they say.
Yeah.
I think really football is, you know, it's a community sport, you know. You want every involvement from every background, you know, every age group. It's football, you know, it's for everyone to enjoy and participate in that.
And everyone across the Sydney should be excited right now, shouldn't they? Because Brett Emerton has signed for Sydney FC. He's better than Harry Kewell, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's better signing.
And he even gets better cheer than Harry Kewell. Yes, he does.
Yep.
Because he's awesome.
So that's the Brett Emerton cheer.
That's the Brett Emerton
cheer. Can you just show me an example of
the Harry
Kewell cheer?
Yeah, sure. It's...
Yeah.
Can you hear the difference?
Can I just hear the Brett Emerton cheer again?
Yeah, sure. It's slight difference there.
Well,
see, the Harry Kewell cheer is also formerly known as the John Aloisi cheer. So, Sydney's supporters, it's the John Aloisi, now Melbourne Victory's Harry Kewell cheer. Well, it's better than the Harry Kuehl song, which we played last week.
Yeah, I like that. And thank you, boys. Harry and Michael. I should mention.
I'll kind of see where it's going.
Harry Kuehl. Yeah.
I should mention that last week I was not on the show. I'm sure everyone listening is aware that Michael Rocek stepped up once again.
Yep.
And was the host of the show. So thank you to him. He's taking a bit of a break this week. I think he was tired out from last week.
He put in
too much effort. Supernova, you're always here.
Yes, I am.
I'm yet to find out whether you actually live in the studio or not. There is a bed over in the corner.
Shut up.
It looks slept in.
Shut up. I don't make my bed, okay?
Are they your pajamas?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
No, I'm just joking. Pete is dressed in a very nice leather jacket. And there is no bed in the studio. Let's move on. Brett Emerton, he signed. So great initiative by Sydney FC to come off not signing Harry Kuehl and then coming back and signing Brett Emerton.
The fittest player in the EPL, which is really interesting because one of the doctors who worked with Brett Emerton at Blackburn Rovers for over 8 years has just signed a contract to be the doctor at Manchester City. And he is the one who did the medical on Brett Emerton before he signed with Sydney FC, saying that he's one of the fittest players he's ever seen. Now, what I want to see is the battle of the fitness between Carol Kissel and Brett Emerton.
Ooh.
So set it up, Dr. Craig. Bring it on.
If he's the fittest in the EPL, he's probably, well, definitely the fittest in the A-League.
Hey, Carol Kissel.
Because he was being, I guess he's similar in Brett Emerton, similar in quality to, well, not quality, but style of play to Carlos Hernandez.
Yep.
But fitness,
well,
obviously.
Quality, what?
Not quality, but, you know, well, that style of play.
Hernandez has a bit more of a belly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. So welcome. Welcome to Sydney, Brett Emerton. You had your last game last night, and congrats to that. We hope to see you soon.
Well, seeing the Sydney FC partnership of Nick Carl and Brett Emerton is probably most delightful. They are reuniting after 11 years when they played for Sydney Olympic together.
That's right.
And Sydney Olympic supporters are over the moon and cannot wait to see Emerton wear one of the jerseys.
It's so interesting for me that these players, that so many players, so many come from Sydney Olympic and they're in the A-League or they're wherever. And Brett Emerton, possibly one of the better signings or the best export for them. And for him to come back to their city, not their team, obviously, but their city, they should be going along. Supporters from all NSL clubs, I think, should go along and support their former boy.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you go along and support Harry Kuehl in Melbourne. Didn't actually play in Melbourne. He played out in Fairfield when he was growing up.
Yeah, in Sydney. We will talk about Kuehl. He has had an interesting, a very positive effect on memberships. They have...
I thought you were going to say he was injured. It's a surprise.
Probably also true. but in reports we've heard, he has increased memberships in a week of 2,500. Hang on.
Bollocks.
Because this is reported in very legitimate newspapers.
Oh, are you listening to Rebecca Wilson?
Don't even get me started on the quality of news, of journalism that Rebecca Wilson has, because it's massive.
She's such a huge
talent.
Oh, for sure. Should be part of the SAC team.
Yeah, come and join us. You'd be welcomed.
Of course.
Yeah. Fantastic that it's all coming to fruition for Melbourne Victory, that they are definitely going to have to put a cap on memberships of 18,000. It's really good, isn't it? Because putting this cap on and then making it this exclusive event.
Yes.
That it will hopefully sell out for the whole season.
Which is very, very cool. I definitely like that idea. But one very interesting point is that Harry Kuehl has said he would rather play for his country than play for his club. So there is always a possibility that round one could be moved to another date.
Really?
Because Socceroos will be playing a game against Oman, I believe it is. And Harry Kuehl has said he would rather put his hand up for his country than play for Melbourne Victory in the opening game.
I mean, one hand, I can understand where he's coming from. On the other hand, I can't. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, his employer is Melbourne Victory, you know?
Mm. Exactly.
You know, they pay his wages, so if I was associated with Melbourne Victory in any way whatsoever, I would want him as first and foremost priority to be the club. So, you know, but then again, it's such an honour to, you know, get a cap for your country, and he's loved by the Australian public, so, you know.
It's a dilemma for him because he's on this incentive-based scheme, Rumoured to be on this incentive based scheme. So for him to miss a game, he misses out on money.
Well, allegedly, will miss out on money.
And he's probably not short on much money, that's for sure, is he?
As an aside, looking across from me, you look a bit like Harry Kuehl. I'm sure you've got this a bit. You, Dave, you look like Harry
I look absolutely nothing like Harry Kuehl. I wish I did, but...
Put your glasses on.
Hang on a second.
Because I'll attach a photo with this week's podcast.
I think we should. Because please tell me if this likeness... You've got the eyes. It's in the eyes.
I wish I did, but unfortunately I don't. I wish I had his looks, money, and football ability, but I don't.
If you shaved and grew a couple, you know, inches...
So you're saying I'm a shorter, hairier version of Harry Kuehl? Is that what I am?
Oh, that's horrible.
No, I'm not trying to diss you. Harry Kuehl is a very attractive man.
Are you hitting on Dave?
I'm not. Just saying just similarities are there. Let's move on.
That would be very good. Now, one thing I wanted to jump in when we're talking about memberships, Adelaide United, they've just said that every one of their members will now have a voice in the way that the club is going to move forward. Any decisions being made, every member is going to have a voice, which is phenomenal and is such a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and this is, I was about to bring this up as well.
Great minds think alike.
You know, that's why we work so well together, Supernova. Isn't it good? It's finally become this idea of membership as opposed to just season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Good initiative by Adelaide United. They seem to be making a good noises down there. Their crowd average last night, I was looking at the new iPhone app by Ultimate A-League. It came out yesterday,
which is pretty good.
It's pretty good, isn't it? And from that, I got a statistic from the app of Adelaide's crowd numbers, their average throughout the season, and it was 11,000.
Wow, that's not bad,
11
actually.
Or 12, actually. So they're making good noises, and hopefully they get their memberships up, and so they all have a chance to vote on this committee.
We're just putting it out there, Ultimate A-League is a free app as well. So
yeah,
it's
let's give it a spruik, because, I mean, we don't have any connection with them, really, but...
they're just cool dudes.
Yeah, good on Justin there. Good A-League app. And get on and download it.
Well, fingers crossed, the FFA will actually be releasing one somewhat similar to that in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, I believe.
Can we announce that? Are you still announcing things that we
I'm
can't
not announcing
announce?
Anything. I just put
it's
it
alleged.
Forward.
It's alleged.
No, it's not alleged. Trust me. Trust me.
That seems quite sensible that they would do that. And at the fan forum, the World Game fan forum.
But footy fans down under World Game fan forum, sorry.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Lee will throw things at you from...
It was mentioned by Ben Buckley that he wanted to get across all social media, or well, not just social media, but all media digital platforms.
Which FFA are doing.
Which they're doing, and they brought in a company, haven't they?
Or what they're going to be doing.
They're going to be, and they've started doing, I know for a fact that they've brought in a company, I think that was announced a while ago. They've done that, and good on them.
Yeah.
Because that's the way of the future.
Yeah.
I want to be watching my A-League on my iPad.
Well, one of the major guys who's going to make that happen, John Di Carvalho from FFA, he is the head of ICT and digital programs for the A-League. He is one guy to tick off and say,
to
yep,
check.
He's a good guy.
We can check.
Check.
Check
him. We're still playing the check game, even though Rashik isn't here.
Okay, a bit of sad news now. Sam Kerr.
It's devastating.
She's injured.
Well, not just injured.
Out for a long while.
Well, she's out of the 2012 London Olympics. So
it's just sad, isn't
so
it?
So you she's... say the bad news, I say the horrible news. I just take it up a notch there.
Up a notch. Sure. Okay, watch Sam Kerr, wonderful Matilda player. She's torn her ACL.
It's definitely not good.
It's not. And that, there have been developments made in the treatment of that. They can now replace it with a synthetic ligament, but it so the recovery time is
faster, yeah,
but not as good a recovery as if you took the tendon from the thigh. I know all this because I've had this done myself.
Have you? Spokesperson for anterior cruciate ligament.
Yeah, that's right. So it depends on what she goes for. She could be 3 months, or it could be up to nine months to a year, really.
It's so really, really bad news for the Matildas, but I bet every other team at the London Olympics will now be going, yay, Sam Kerr's up, because Sam Kerr is one of the major players for the Matildas squad. She's only 17 now. She is a phenomenal talent as like a right-wing striker or as a centre-forward. She's really, really talented.
Yeah, and not the youngest player. Is she? Or is she?
Caitlin Ford is the youngest.
Caitlin Ford's the youngest. So
how young is she?
Caitlin Ford was 16 and a half at this World Cup that we just had.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very young squad, the Matildas. There are some older players in there.
Lisa Devana.
Lisa Devana.
Hang up your boots.
And Barbieri, obviously.
Heather Garrick.
Yeah. We can name names. We can do that.
We can. Check.
Check. Okay, let's take a quick break and be back after this.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
I've only got one more bit of news related to football.
Only one bit of news?
Yeah.
Disappointed.
Alex Brosk, he's come in, he's filling the gap in the Socceroos for Scott McDonald. That's good, isn't it?
Whoa.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all you got. Fantastic, thanks. Well, look, Scotty McDonald has been doing some very good work up front for the Socceroos. Obviously, we know he hasn't yet scored.
Alex Brosk has scored, surely, for the
Socceroos.
Yeah,
has I think he scored one or two. But if you look at the last game that the Socceroos played against Wales, Scotty McDonald was about to score. Keeper managed to just dive down at the last moment, saved it. Robbie Cruz was there, knocked it in.
Dave, Alex Brosk or Scott McDonald?
Well, to be honest, I'm actually a bit of a fan of Scott McDonald. And John, who's a big Celtic fan, obviously Scott McDonald was there for a couple of years up at Celtic, wasn't he? Motherwell before that.
Yep.
He's small. I think he's quite good on the ball. I like him as a striker. I do. I just think he hasn't had a break at Australia. But I reckon John knows a little bit more about him than me. What do you think?
Well, I always thought that he was capable of the extraordinary against the top sides. However, it was the games against guys that didn't matter, that he just didn't seem to perform and his touch would be off. But then he'd pop up for Celtic against Man United and score the winner, you know? That's Scott.
I remember going to a game, a Socceroos game, could have been 2 years ago now when he was in the squad, and the odds for him to score a goal were still quite high. I think they were 90.
What was it, like $90 to yeah,
something? Very, very high for him to score his first goal.
I'd put a fiver on that.
And that was 2 years ago.
Lose he hasn't that five.
I mean, he was prolific at Celtic.
Yeah, is it? I'm not sure as to what games he's played in the Socceroos. Like, who has he just played friendlies? So, if he did play these big games, as you're talking about,
no, he's played some big.
He's
games.
Played some big games, yep. So he should really. It's why? Why has he not scored for Australia and he's scored for Celtic so many times?
Well, I don't
when
think
he
played the right formations for him. I mean, at Celtic, he's got a lot of chances and a lot was coming down, you know, the wings and cutting in, and he was getting on the end of things.
And he also had Jozio Samaras right next to him, helping him out a fair bit of the time.
Yeah, I don't know if you would say he helps him out.
Well, occasionally.
He played with Hesley
occasionally
for
they
a
pass
year
the ball
as
together.
Well, and he done a lot for him, you know, with the knockdowns, and he could get onto things. But I think the Aussies tend to go out with more of a one-man up front option, and he's definitely not a lone striker, you know.
I guess that's why he works so well with Josh Kennedy up front for the Socceroos, because those two partner up very, very well.
And Josh Kennedy can be that one man.
Exactly
front.
Right.
We've got a good announcement now. Yes, let's get happy, because I have free stuff to give away.
Oh, sweet. I love free stuff.
I'm currently writing a review for a book.
The Football Sack Book Club.
Yeah, and you've put a question out on Twitter and Facebook, starting up this book club of ours. I guess to celebrate the fact that we're giving away this free book. And the book is called One Got Past the Keeper.
Sounds pretty cool.
Sounds football-y, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
It is football-y. But, okay, what it is, basically, you'll be interested in this, Dave. Not quite five-a-side, it's six-a-side soccer, based on six-a-side. Do you have any, is there like
competition? There's a big rivalry, yeah.
Big rivalry.
Not a fan of six or seven. Nah.
Five and seven is perfect.
Only five and seven. It's like 5 minute abs. Remember that film?
6 minute abs? Yeah. Horrible. Five minute? Great.
Yeah.
Six aside soccer team, a local side, they all become fathers, expectantly or unexpectantly. The whole team becomes fathers, and they, as a result, they change the name of their team to Fertile FC.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
This is based on a true story. And the kicker is that these guys that have got down and written this book, they've
reached... Sorry, I should say here, spoiler alert.
No, I'm not no, spoiling anything.
No, it's not spoiler alert. No. Okay, cool. I retract that statement then.
They each write a chapter about their individual stories, and it's kind of for men moving into parenthood, or just for men who like a bit of a yarn about football, and then some family stuff on the side. The kicker is that they're all from my local area. So myself, I'm from the far north coast of New South Wales, and they're from there as well.
Nice.
So this football field that they play on.
You actually know?
I know, and I can visualise.
That's pretty cool.
I'm like, yeah. It's not a very good pitch.
That's all right. That's all right.
I think I remember, well, I've played there on this pitch in Bangalore for those playing at home. It's tractor marks down one side of the pitch. So I was playing on the left, is usually my usual position. Yeah. That was where they were, these tractor marks.
I like that.
So yeah, cool. great book, and we have copies to give away.
Fantastic. So how can you try and win one?
You can try and win one. Okay, you will need a secret word each week that we'll be giving out. And it's on the podcast. And I'm about to announce this secret word.
Okay.
And then you'll go to our website and tap in the secret word and you're in the competition to win.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
And we'll send this book out to you.
Okay.
If you win, obviously.
Yeah, cool.
But you should enter because we don't have that many listeners. So.
Tell your friends you can win a free book.
Yeah. So this week's secret word is fertile.
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 It is, for obvious
reasons. Can you
use
it in a sentence?
Michael Rocek is very fertile.
Oh, are you sure? How do you know these things?
He told me he's got a girlfriend. She's chatted to me. He said, look, Rocek, check. Check. Yeah.
Check.
I said, how does it go? And she just said, check.
That's brilliant. I love
so this week's word, this week's secret word, fertile. Jump onto our website, and the review will be up this afternoon as this podcast goes to air. And log in and join the competition.
Sounds fantastic. Well, I also put out the question on Facebook and on Twitter as to if you could write a book about the history of the A-League, what would you call it? We had a couple of very interesting ones, including Vanessa Baliaro saying A-League Down Under. It's kind of...
She's a friend of the sack.
She's a friend of the sack.
So we'll give her that.
Yeah, exactly. Regs Connolly says a league of its own. Horrible.
The story behind that groan is that when you Google search A-League, there are a few A-League, Hyundai A-League articles that come up, but there are about 10 other articles all about different sports, and the title is A League of Their Own.
Yeah. Patrick Barnes says a book.
No, yeah, that's not check that.
let's see. David Mooney said, I can't believe it's not NFL. Which I thought is actually pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. And one of my favourites, Brendan Schwab, actually said Chapter 1, which I thought was sweet, simple and to the point. I like
succinct.
That.
Cool. Like great. That. If you've got some more ideas on what you think this book, if we were to do a history of the A-League, what it would be called, jump on our Facebook or our Twitter and give us a little mention.
Sounds good.
That is all we have time for. Dave and John from Soccer Fives, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having us, guys. It's been brilliant. Pete and Matt, very grateful to have us on.
Do you have a website that people can go to?
We do. We have soccerfives.com. And if you get on that website, you can enter a team to play against the Mariners Select Five-A-Side team in our opening day. So check out soccerfives.com.
Well, I'm putting the challenge out there. 442 SBS Fox Sports Football Sack. It's going to be a five-on-side competition. We're going to do it there.
We'll take them down.
We'll take them on.
We'll take Les Murray on.
Come on, bring it.
It's a done deal, guys. More than
bring on Adam Peacock. Come on.
All right, Supernova, as always, thank you very much.
No worries.
We will be back next week with the Sack on Sunday. Jack Quigley will hopefully find a co-host to be on the Friday show. So tune in on Friday and on Sunday next week. See you later.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.